Yeah.
Beginning of the week, I spent it with some of my old friends from high school. You know, hung out with them, went to the beach. You know, just kicked it like the old times. And the rest of the week, I spent it with my family.
Before, speaking about being excited, are you guys excited to be back here a second time in 3 years?
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, San Antonio, Texas is a beautiful place. We're all excited to get to play a good team like TCU in the game, and it's going to be a fun one this week.
How much did the matchup kind of spur the excitement once you found out you were playing TCU? That kind of juiced you guys a little bit.
Oh, yeah, definitely juiced all of us up. I mean, you know, a lot of people had this game as a semifinal game in the mm-hmm. playoffs, you know, earlier on in the, in the season, and, you know, just being able to finish off the year against a team like TCU, it's going to be a really fun one.
Their All-American receiver, Doxson, he's supposed not going to be able to play. How do you take that? I mean, obviously he's a huge weapon for them that he's going to be out. What's that mean for you guys?
Yeah, he's definitely a huge weapon. You know, kind of, you know, ease up the pressure on the secondary and you know, the whole defense in general. So, you know, it's kind of a benefit for us. And, you know, we just got to take advantage of something like that.
It looks like that Trevon Boykin's going to be healthy for the game. In your early film study, what have you seen in him and what he means for TCU's offense?
Yeah, he's going to be one of the best quarterbacks we go against this whole season. You know, he's a good dual threat quarterback. You know, he can hurt us with his feet. They got designed running plays just for him. And, you know, he can hurt us with his arm, too, with the athletes he got around him. So, you know, we got to really contain him in the game. Try and limit his the things he can do.
Does he kind of remind you a little bit of your guys' quarterback, just a little bit, Vernon?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Vernon, you know, in certain situations, he can get out of it. You know, that's why they kind of call him Houdini sometimes. So, you know, and, you know, we just got to really just, you know, really contain them on the pass rush, try not to, you know, get past them when we're pass rushing and everything, and just, you know, keep them in front of us.
How did your trip come? How did you get it here? Did you fly on the team charter? Did you come in by yourself or what?
No, I came in with some of the rest of the Hawaii guys. We flew in from Honolulu straight to Houston, which is like a 7.5 hour flight.
What did you do? How did you spend 7.5 hours on an airplane?
Sleeping.
Yeah. I read somewhere on Twitter that you had a record today, like 16 hours of sleep.
Yeah, definitely. I got off the plane and, you know, I went out with some of my friends and then the next day, fell asleep at like 3 in the afternoon, woke up the next morning at like 7.
Is that more than you've ever slept before in your life?
Definitely more than I ever slept. Caught up on some sleep for finals week and everything and all that stuff.
You guys are out here for a long time, 8 days. You're kind of obviously one of the team leaders. How do you kind of keep guys in line when you guys, there's a potential for, you know, guys to do stupid stuff? How do you kind of play your leadership role? Look, we're here for a reason.
Yeah, definitely. You know, even before we left for to go home, you know, coach kind of emphasized when you get up to San Antonio, it's a business trip. You know, and a lot of the guys, you know, they know when to handle business, when to fool around, stuff like that. So I mean, you know, everybody knows it's a business trip. We're not here on vacation. You know, we have a purpose. We have a reason why we're here, and we got to stay focused on the goal.
This business trip is different than last year's business trip. How do you guys maintain the level that you guys had last year going into the playoff as far as a, you know, this is obviously a smaller bowl than what you dealt with last year?
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, I mean, every bowl is it's a big game, to be honest. I mean, if you're, there's few teams playing right now and a lot of teams watching the bowl game. So every bowl game is a big game to me and to the rest of the team. So, you know, we take it as serious as last year.
Over the last couple of days, Darren, obviously one of his best friends, passed away. Did you take any time to kind of reach out to him and kind of let him know, hey, we're thinking about you?
I was actually going to wait to see him today, to be honest. Yeah, I wanted to do it in person, you know what I mean? I know it's a tough time having somebody pass away. I had one of my good friends back in high school commit suicide, and you know, I know the feeling of losing a friend. So, you know, when I see him today, I'll definitely reach out to him.
He was on my flight out. He looked pretty good, so all things considered. Yeah, I appreciate it.